Scott.
Hello, my name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. May I speak with William Scott?
Hold on just a second, will you?
Hold on.
Now, what was this again?
Sure, we're calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. We would like to speak with William Scott.
This is William Scott.
Thank you so much. Well, first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county office will also be in the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
No, I'll be voting.
Thank
That's
you.
A question I didn't quite understand you.
Okay, well, the next
I don't hear well, but hold on just a second.
Okay.
I'm going to turn you on. Okay, maybe I'll hear you better now. Try it again.
Thank you. Well, in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably
yes.
vote?
Yes, I intend to vote for them.
Okay, may I know... Thank you. May I know in what year were you born?
Say it again, honey. What'd you say?
Sure. May I know in what year were you born?
What year? 1941.
Thank you so much. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race not listed?
My race is white.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
If I understand you, I vote for the person.
Oh, no, I mean, generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that have gotten off on the wrong track?
I don't think they're on the wrong track, but I think they could do better on certain things.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. The first option is housing affordability. The next one is jobs and wages, public safety and crimes, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living, parental rights in education, water policy, or homelessness?
Well, I think we need to take care of the homeless.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures.
Honey, how long is this going to be?
It's just going to take a couple of minutes more.
Okay, hurry it up.
Okay.
Please.
I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'll let you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please also let me know.
I don't have an opinion on those people. I don't know them.
Okay, well, the first one is Donald Trump.
What is the question?
Sure. What is the opinion that you have for the public figures, if you find them favorable or unfavorable?
I haven't found them unfavorable. I don't know that I've found them favorable yet. I haven't studied it.
Okay, the next one is Joe Biden.
No.
You have no opinion, or you find him very unfavorable?
No, I found him not capable.
Okay, the next one is Steve Brando.
Stephen Brando?
Yes.
I like Stephen Brando.
Do you find him very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next person is Gary Bradfield.
Who?
Gary Bradfield.
I don't know that name.
Okay, no worries. The next person is Paul Dictos.
No.
Never hear of him?
I'm sorry, say it again.
You have never heard of him, or you have no opinion, or is your opinion unfavorable?
I don't. It's somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And the next person is Gavin Newsom.
No, absolutely not.
Do you find him unfavorable or have no opinion?
Unfavorable. Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very, very, very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Dion Verdaza, Bryce Herrera, State Purdue County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dictos, CBA and County Assessor Recorder, and Gary Bradfield, Businessman and City Council Member, for whom will you vote?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, not a problem. If the elections were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Dion Verdaza, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, or Gary Bradfield, Businessman and City Council Member?
Or Brando.
Okay, let me write that down. Will you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfield as a Fresno City Council Member excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Okay. And how will you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
Excellent. He's excellent.
Thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County supervisor.
I can't do this any longer. We can't do this any longer. I'm too tired. I need to go sleep now. So thank you very much. You've got enough answers to your questions. Good night.
I hope for your opinion to be able to count when it's completed.